There was one Kayamita, no? After he heard what I told you this morning, the Sammāsambuddha, the first person he met, the merchant, then after that, he asked who the teacher is. He said no teacher, then he just walked away. So this Kayamita very smart, no? Wow, brother, like that I must make additional aspiration, no? After making the aspiration of pure wish to meet up with the Buddha, I must also add, no? I must also recognize the Buddha. No? You understand, no? You make aspiration to meet, you meet lah, but cannot recognize, no? So this Imina Punyang Kamina also say, you invoke power of merit to avoid the foolish, meet up with the wise and enlightened one, but you don't want to find out who are the foolish and who are the enlightened one. That thing can come, no? Create condition for you, no? The foolish and the heedless one you cannot recognize, you will continue to mix with them, understand now? Then the enlightened one, yeah, that can actually help you and guide you, but you look at him, ayo, how me to be here, understand now? Because they don't know all the vices, understand now? They don't know how to take you for fun, gambling. Then you say, ayo, this is no fun. You continue your own way, understand? So make aspiration to recognize the heedless. So who are the healers? Who are the healers? You must know how to recognize. Then I like this Westerner. No? Last time there was somebody who asked the Western disciple, Ajahn Chah, I think. I forgot which English monk really. They asked him, no, how do we know that that person is enlightened? The way he answered is very good. He said, the enlightened one don't have a chop up there to tell you he's enlightened or not. Not the Dato' Tan Sri got title and got bash on the car. The enlightened one, very humble, very simple, very difficult to recognize on. So the only way to recognize is what? To cultivate. When you cultivate, then you know they behave like that. But if you don't cultivate, very difficult to recognize on. Then how do you recognize the heedless? When you have mindfulness to see your own heedlessness, delusion, then you know who are the heedless. Those who break the precept, very easy. Those who break the precept, those who simply do things, speak all the harsh speech, wrong speech, never follow Noble Eightfold Path. That's why Xuan Hua very good. Xuan Hua said, you want to know whether he enlightened, you observe him. Whether he got greed or not, is it? Ta yu tan ma? You go hai yu tan, you make your own conclusion. So whether he got greed or not, he got selfishness or not, he got the negative emotion or not, whether he's self-centered or not, then whether there is any ego or not, delusion or not, that is how you see. And to do that, you must have mindfulness, understand or not? You must have good silent mind to observe. Then you will know. So if you cultivate that and make aditan under the yellow card, that life after life you must have this understanding, then no need to make additional aspiration. That's why the Buddha just say, just imina punyang kamina. Every night we do that. The closing puja, you ought to know. After Devo was satu kali dah, then it mina punyang kami. This is invoking power of merits for causes and conditions for you to avoid the foolish and the heedless. Meet up with the wise and the enlightened one so that Nibbana can be realized as soon as possible. So all these are the additional understanding.
How many years ago? I can't recall, but...
Yeah, many time, years back.
Last time... our devotional chanting in our so-called way place in Subang Jaya, we seldom have this paragraph, Imina Punya Kamina.
Oh, okay.
We don't have it. We have the another version. So, after my good karma to meet up with late brother Kenny Chan, I learned some chanting under him. He is from Sekya N.
Yeah, Sir J.M. Lacker.
Sir J.M. That is not here. But Sister Song.
Yeah, yeah, I met him before, Kenny.
From his way of teaching the chanting, then he always encouraged us to read this paragraph. Imina punya kami nama me bala samagam satang samagamu tu yavani bahana patiya. There's after that, I think 1 or 2 years that I have the best affinity of my life to meet up with her.
So there's
the efficacy of this paragraph. Please bear in mind.
You chant, there is an efficacy. It creates the causes and condition, and it will respond where you are being sincere. And when you seek, when you are sincere, I already told you 3 things. You have sincerity, faith, and perseverance. You will find the way. The path will be there. Sincerity is very important. If you really want to seek truth, you must be sincere. Sincere means what? There is no deviation or no. I don't just because there is something very popular and people talk about it. Everybody like rush to it, understand? The stock market also same, booming that time, euphoric that time. Everybody rush to it. So, whatever that is popular, you have to find out whether it is the suitable one or not, truth or not. Otherwise, you can become gullible. So, what is happening is, it is very important for you all to develop the understanding that do not be driven by greed. Understand? Greed for, like, very famous title or what. Sometimes the real one are the what they call, they have the understanding, but they are very simple. They have a lot of humility. And sometimes when you approach them without condition, you ask them, they will respond very little. Or sometimes they don't want to respond. Then unless they see affinity, they won't talk to you. So to recognize the enlightened one, you need to really develop that aspiration, like what Amy mentioned. So this Imina Punyang Kamena, even though, let's say, you have not developed the understanding to recognize them, but if you are sincere, like I say, sincerity, kantong tian is what? Chen what? Chen xing. It can actually cause heaven to kantong is what? King Saka, the chair become very hot. Then he will observe, he will ask, who is it? Then there must be somebody enlightened out there. So when you have sincerity, it moves heaven. Then when you have faith, it's a spiritual faculty. Then if you have that attitude or the parami to persevere, what you call persevere, in Hokkien, I know how to say la, pa si bo zao, means you persevere until you realize, and that's how you won't give up one, perseverance, won't give up one, in Mandarin call what? 不放弃, 对, 不放弃, means you will persevere. Correct, 不放弃. You will persevere. Understand? So this one is very important. Okay? So hopefully you understand why we invoke this. Understand? Our closing puja. In fact, all the opening puja, closing puja, and the whole puja is to help you. Because this one is formulated by Sakyamuni Buddha. Understand? So don't look down upon chanting, puja, and all these things. In fact, when you attend Buddhist activity, doing all these puja and whatever, or listening to Dhamma Sri, all the 10 meritorious actions you do, and I can tell you, one day, not to say 8 days or the retreat, one day, you cannot receive such wholesomeness and merit even for how many lifetime you might have cultivated if you don't have the causes and condition and parami to attend, but also depend on your karma, how much you receive, understand? But if you really have the parami and can understand, I tell you, the merits or parami that you receive from attending this retreat, even one day, enough for your future. This type of merits and understanding is very different, very penetrative one. Then it actually transforms your good karma. Then very high chance that in future, next sasana, you will be around. Understand? Because you have this, understand? Otherwise, sasana not easy to take birth on. You remember? 人生难得，佛法难闻. When you have this type of parami, this is very solid or no? You will definitely have a condition to come, unless through your own karmic obstacle or karmic negativity, then it boomerang back. Then nothing you can do because nature's law, understand not? So do not create unnecessary doubt or negativity of thought process. As long as you rejoice, happy, like just now lunch, I was really rejoicing. I met Bing Fi. Then I met Michael. Oh, both of them told me the same thing. Oh, brother, thank you so much. I say, why? He said, very clear, you know, is it? Last time, didn't go in. No. Oh. He said, after the example, yesterday, not very clear, the whole teaching. Very easy to understand. No. Can put to practice. No. Oh. Yeah, they say last time, they learn bits and pieces here, there, everywhere.
I've always, for the past 6 months, been following Brother Teo's video.
Yeah.
Although I didn't join in the Zoom session,
yeah.
But I religiously follow him. Just because when I follow him, on the video it's much easier.
Yeah.
When I go on my MRT ride, I can.
Then you can listen.
Anytime I can listen to him.
Yeah.
At the same time, I always play back. As in when I find certain thing that I may miss.
Or yeah, you may miss and interest you. You will actually rewind and listen. With this teaching, you have to listen many times unless your past is very strong. You listen one time only, you understand really.
Yes.
Like Hui Ning, like that. Otherwise, you have to listen many times. Even our own Kayamita listen so many times. Those who help me do the transcript, you know, to transcribe one or two sentences, you have to listen a few times. You cannot really catch it until later they have the understanding. Like now, Ingby, Alicia, they all, when they help me to do the transcript, they all very clear. That's why at times I ask Ingby to help me to check before forward to me the final one. That is how it is. So correct, you did it correctly.
I find it really a blessing to come across your teaching, Dio. And I find it you are one of the only one I've seen in so far in my years of practice that you're able to relate the Theravada practice and Mahayana practice.
Yes, also to Jay Krishnamurti.
I have never. In fact, I don't know anything about Mahayana practice until I came across you. I'm starting to realize the Mahayana practice, and hopefully you bring me along the path.
Oh, no problem. Sadhu. Then what you told me at the kitchen, you can repeat.
I think today's session, you come across even more clearer. And with the example given by Sister Sui, I think it really hit me. And one of the things that my take home from you, which I find it very practical, is that you always say, things are what they are.
Ah, yes.
Deluded people do deluded
things. Ah, yes.
Foolish people do foolish things.
Violent so people do violent things.
I think that has sort of...
straighten your view, isn't it? Yeah. So that you can accept them for what they are, isn't it?
Even though I don't have the sati, but I feel when I interact with my friends,
yes,
I always remember who they are. Because they always come up with certain things. I
say,
this guy is like that, so let's not get involved. La. Let him take his own karma. La. Because if you try to get involved, then you entangle in their karma.
Correct.
So that's something I'm very grateful to you.
Sadhu. Sadhu.
The other thing is that you say mighty nature rolling by.
Yes.
That is also another...
Very powerful advice
very powerful.
Or pointer.
Yes.
Because only nature's law operating. Understand?
Yeah, I find that... also very penetrating.
Yeah, it will help you in your understanding of life and cultivation.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Sadhu, let us rejoice.
Just now lunchtime, I was just, this morning talk, I was very impressed with the teaching. I find it very beneficial.
Beneficial,
so I was sharing with the brother still during the lunch, and that it helped me to understand the Buddha teaching. Somehow, of all the retreat I attended, this is the most beneficial retreat that I ever attended.
Sadhu.
It helps. I think it will be very helpful.
Yeah, this is applicable to life.
Day-to-day life,
And you can apply it. Like Beng Fei say, although sati not stable yet, but this is wisdom, manasa. Like Sui, he can penetrate to wisdom one. That's why I asked you, the five ascetic, when listening to the Buddha, the first sermon and the Anatta Lakkhana, you think they meditate? They also did meditate. They attentively listened and it awakened them. Understand? Because through understanding, when you understand, you awaken. That when you awaken, you change, then you understand what truth is. Then later on, you read my instruction again, you can go into that awareness state very easily. Just now, there is a question, how long does it take you to settle down? You remember that question? What did I say? You have done it, the awareness-based meditation correctly, and have the understanding within minutes. And I myself did it. Anytime I want to go into that state, I can go into that state. And in fact, most of the time throughout the day, I'm already with that true mind. The true nature. It's only whether I want to go into stillness or not. It's up to me. So all those that have the spiritual faculty and the understanding and already detected the awareness nature, can stabilize it, they can be in that state anytime.
I must thank you. It's so practical and so beneficial, so useful for day-to-day life.
Yes.
How we handle so-called problems.
Correct.
Which we have to learn to accept the way things are.
Very good. Sadhu.
Thank you so much.
Rejoice. Let us rejoice.